Throughout all these parshios of the building of the Mishkan, Truma, Tetzavik, Kisisa, Vayakel, Fakudeh, there's a certain term, description, adjective to describe Bezalel among all the other craftsmen who are zochet to work in the Mishkan and building the Kalim and sewing and weaving together the Begadim. And that term, it's called a Chacham Lev. Example that appears in our parsha. V'ani hinei nasati ito es aholiyah ben achisamach lematadan b'lev kol Chacham Lev nasati Chachma. He's a Chacham Lev. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Beinu to look for an individual who's Chachme Lev. Hashem Mileisiv Ruach Chachma, the Pasuk says in last week's parsha. Chacham Lev, translated to mean a person who's wise in the heart, who is a Chacham, who's an intellect, he's intelligent, he has wisdom in the brain, he's smart, he can analyze, he can understand. But then there's a Chacham Lev, which seems to be a higher level, one who is wise in the heart. He's sensitive, he's sympathetic, he cares for others. So how does one get to this level of being a Chacham Lev? So Chaim Shmuel Levitz points to a pasuk in Melachim, a well-known event of Shlomo HaMelech. One day HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Shlomo HaMelech and tells him that I'm going to grant you just one wish. One wish, whatever you want, name it, it's all yours. Think about it. Just one wish. I'm going to grant that request. And Shlomo HaMelech could ask for anything under the sun. But he didn't ask to be the wealthiest person. He didn't ask for the biggest palace, to rule the world, to be the greatest conqueror. What Shlomo HaMelech asked for was something very simple, basic, and fundamental. He wanted to understand Lahavin bein tov l'ra. He wanted to understand the difference between good and evil. Tov l'ra. That was all something very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so impressed with the request of Shlomo HaMelech that among all the things he could have possibly asked for, he wanted to understand the difference between tov l'ra, to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eitz Hadas, how the world works. He wanted to have a keen understanding of Chachma. So Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him with something far greater than simply Lahavin Tov L'ra, but he gave him Hinei Nasati L'cha Lev Chacham V'Navon. I'm going to give you not only a mind, not only a ability to understand, but I'm going to give you a heart to understand. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, what brought him to that level? What earned him Chachmas Lev? Says Rav Shmuel Levitz, because he had a tshuka to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, Bein Tov L'ra. That tshuka, he's Mevakish Hashem. He wanted to understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's through this tshuka, through this longing, this desire to understand Hashem and His world, it was that love and desire, that tshuka that earned him Chachmas Lev. The person wants to grow to that level of being one of those who are zocha to build the Mishkan, one of the craftsmen among Bezalel. You have to have a tshuka, a great longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need to be a Mevakesh Hashem, one who seeks out a Kadosh Baruch Hu growth in Ruchnius. The beautiful Rav Hutner in Pachad Yitzchak on Purim. So in the Inyan Chav Zayin, the Pasuk tells us Vayikra Moshe that Moshe needed to be called, he needed to be invited first. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew, rather Moshe Beinu knew all the Razi Olam, and he knew all the secrets of the world. knew all the details of building the Mishkan. But even though Moshe Rabbeinu was so blessed with his Chachma, he wasn't allowed to enter into the Mishkan until Vayikra Moshe, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out, invited Moshe Rabbeinu inside. Moshe Rabbeinu built the place. He understood the place. He knew every single screw and nail, every inch, every amma, but he still wasn't let in until there's a Vayikra Moshe, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to him. Because if he were to come in without being called, it would have been what he describes as a taina shel Talmid Chacham b'lo da'as. Talmid Chacham enters into an area, into an arena that he doesn't understand. The idea of das is to connect to someone. V'adam yada, adam nu chava, meant that they connected. The lashon of tashmish amita. To know something, you need to be connected. In order to enter into the world of the Mishkan, into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, you need to have das. Das means connection. You need to be called. You need to be spoken to. Vayikra Moshe. Hashem calls Moshe, come inside. So once you have that connection, that is kashrus, that dveikus, that kriya, so now you're allowed inside to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. You need that das to enter into that world. Without that das, without that initial invitation, that initial connection, you can't have that chachma, you can't have that understanding. But says Rav Huttner, that's when it comes to the rest of the year. You need to have kriya and das before entering into the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the world of the Mishkan. But Simchas Purim, where the whole nes took place, the whole idea, the whole mahalach of Purim is, Lo nekresi levo el hamelech. I wasn't called into the king's presence, says Esther. Esther representing Knesset Yisrael. I wasn't called in to see the king. And the melech means melech malchei hamelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there is no kriya on Purim. And Esther was scared to enter into the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into his world of chachma, without there being a kriya, without there being that das, that dveikus. She was scared to enter in. Says Rav Huttner, that's the whole idea of simcha. The rest of the year, you need to be called. You need to have an invitation. You can't just show up to Hashem's palace. But Purim, mi sheshtokukus hakadush dochefes oso pnima. When a person feels this innate, this pull, this magnetic pull to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu inside his most inner room in the palace, he's zocha to find himself there. Even without the kriya. Halo nekresi lavo el hamelech. But that person who feels that draw, he feels connected, that dveikus without the kriya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the melech, is going to extend his scepter. As HaSharvet Hazav, the golden scepter, to be maskim, to enter into his room, into his palace. But how could it be? There is no invitation, there is no kriya, there is no das. Vayikra al Moshe, you need a kriya al Moshe. Says Rav Huttner, ad rabba. Simchas Purim, it's not about das. It's ad dilo yoda. We're supposed to come to a point where we come up, we show up uninvited. Ad dilo yoda. We show up to a Purim suit without being invited. There's no kriya, there's no das. If you have a pull to come closer to your Rebbe, to a tzaddik, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Purim really brings out the deep sense of Ishtokukus and love and Vekis to Kadosh Baruch Hu. To be Mevakesh Hashem. To seek out a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To seek out one's growth in Yiddishkeit. That's what Purim's about. To test whether you're Mevakesh Hashem or not. Because when you're Mevakesh Hashem, you have Chochmas Halev. You have the wisdom of the heart. That means when you're all drunk and you're not thinking, there's no das, but the heart's still working. The sensitivity is still pumping. Purim is about Chochmas Halev, b'mevakesh Hashem. And there's a beautiful story of Chaim Shmulevitz said over. Sorry, it wasn't Chaim Shmulevitz. I found it in a sefer, and Lekach Tov brings this sefer. It brings this story. In Volozhin, Yeshivat Volozhin, the top top bachrim learned there, the Mitzuyadin, the sharpest minds of the Jewish world. One time, one of the Gaonim, Harav Esel Harif, wanted to marry off his daughter to one of these great bachrim. Wanted to find a chassan for his daughter. And he wanted to see who's the sharpest among the sharp ones. Who's the best of the best. The cream of the crop. And so he came to the Beis Medrash, the Yeshiva of Volozhin, and he presented to the Beis Medrash a big tzarech in, a big kasha. He made this announcement, whoever answers this question successfully will have the zechus of marrying my daughter. So he laid out the question, and the Bachim started to do research and talk and back and forth, look at Svarim, try to understand, and they made attempts to answering the question. And no Bachar came up with the answer. There were long lines of people suggesting answers to Rebbeisel. The top Bachar in the yeshiva attempted and gave answers, and all of them failed at answering his question and failed at marrying his daughter. And Rebbeisel was very distraught after spending a few days not finding a Talmid Chacham capable of marrying his daughter. He thanked the Rosh Yeshiva and went on his way. And as he's leaving in his wagon, he hears a sound, a voice from behind. Stop, stop! One of the young Bachim in the Yeshiva Volozhin, Rabbi Yosef Schluffer, came running to the wagon of Rabbi Eisel. He says, Rebbe, he's busy huffing and puffing, trying to catch his breath. He says, Rebbe, so what's the teretz? What's the answer? He left us with the tarachim. What's the answer? He says, you have the answer? You have the answer for me? He says, no, Rebbe, I want to know, what is the answer? You didn't give me the answer. Rabbi Eisel's face lit up, says, I'm choosing you. B'cha b'charti. You're Mevakish Hashem. You have a tshuka to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. You're Mevakish Hashem. You're Mevakish of the Torah. You're a person who's zocha to the Chachmas Alev. You're the one I want to marry off to my daughter. And that's what happened. To me, it's Hashem, we should all, in general, show a great tshuka for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a great ratzon to draw closer to the Torah. And with that will be zocha to Chachmas Lev, and particularly on Purim, where it's a time of Adul Yada, where we're not being called, we're not being invited into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace. But we could come uninvited. As long as when we remove the idea, we remove the kriya, we remove the Chachma, we get to such a state that Adul Yada, we don't know, but inside the Chachmas Lev is drawing us closer. We should all be zocha to get to that point, and Mitzvah Hashem to be zocha to come into Kadosh Baruch Hu's palace with the building, the base of Migdash Bayis Shlishi, with the Gula Shlema Be'Amitas Meher V'Yameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.